This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we have decided to make Bastar the country's most developed tribal division. In this endeavor, the Chhattisgarh government under the leadership of Sri Vishnudev Sai and the government of India under the leadership of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi will move forward shoulder to shoulder to make Bastar a developed Bastar.
Viksit Bastar banane ke liye hum aage badhenge.
The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. In West Bengal, the additional chief electoral officer, Mr. Arindam Niyogi, has said that more than 31 lakh people may be called for hearing in the claims and objection phase of the SIR process. More than 58 lakh enumeration forms have been identified as uncollectible in the state. Special role observers are touring the states for cross-check of submitted enumeration forms and other related SIR process. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, conducted India's first clinical trial of a new and advanced stroke treatment device named the Supernova stent. AIIMS informed that Supernova is designed for countries' diverse patient population, where strokes often strike patients younger than in the West. AIIMS also underlined that this is the nation's first stroke device cleared on the basis of a domestic clinical trial. It added that the device has already treated more than 300 patients in Southeast Asia. The medical institute further said that Supernova stent will now be manufactured in the country, offering hope to over 17 lakh citizens who suffer strokes each year. Delhi government's Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes up to 9 and 11 in hybrid mode after Commission for Air Quality Management invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan as the air quality index neared the severe plus mark at 450. This order was issued in compliance with the restriction imposed by the CAQM under Stage 4 of GRAP in the national capital. All heads of schools have been directed to disseminate this information to the parents and guardians of the students immediately. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, after the Air Quality Index, AQI, neared the severe plus mark at 450 yesterday. The AQI of Delhi, which was recorded as 431 today at 4 p.m., exhibited an increasing trend has been recorded as 446 at 6 p.m. on the date owing to slow wind speed, stable atmosphere, unfavorable weather parameters and meteorological conditions and lack of dispersal of pollutants. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana today. Dense fog conditions are also expected to prevail today over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. IMD said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions are expected in parts of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands till the 15th of this month. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai last evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. India will face Hong Kong in the summit clash today. In men's cricket, India and South Africa head into the third T20 International in Dharamshala today with a five-match series currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. With a third T20I set at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium, both teams go into this match with momentum swings and plenty to prove. And that is the end of this news bulletin.